You hear me without the mic?
No.
Yeah.
You can, okay.
With the mic.
With the mic.
With the mic.
Okay.
It's gonna be a little louder with the mic.
Okay. I'll use the mic. With the echo.
I like the echo.
Okay. Firstly, I want to thank Nevaria for hosting this beautiful event. You know, I come from the Five Towns, and to see this in the Five Towns once a month, this Orus Rosh Chodesh, so it's a beautiful thing. And thank you for inviting me and my son.
You're invited back.
Oh, thank you. Okay, next week we're refiner. We'll be here. So Rav Arye mentioned a few different reasons why he hosts this, why he has this monthly get-together. I don't know how much of you are learning Daf Yomi, but Mamish today's Daf about Rosh Chodesh, how the Indian of the Shir Rosh Chodesh goes before the Shir of Shabbos, because the Shir Rosh Chodesh is to be Mefarsim, it's Rosh Chodesh, which is one of the reasons why he wanted to do this, to Mefarsim, it's Rosh Chodesh. And Masech Hashkalm talks about all the Karbanos, and we're having all the Karbanos here tonight. Shkoyach for all the Ruchnis and the Gashmis. She continue to celebrate Simchas in your home and see only Simchas. So let's speak a little bit about, you mentioned about the Hesaurus of song of Shira. So Chaim Vital writes that the reason why people get so inspired when it comes to music is because when the neshama hears a pure song, a shir that comes from a pure place, so the neshama is reminded of what the singing is up in Shemayim with the Malachim. Neshama comes from Shemayim, and the Malachim are singing all day, all night. And when the neshama hears a powerful shira, it's inspired. It's inspired by Ruchnis. So each Rosh Chodesh, with his new shir shayom, a Baruch Hinafshi. So it's a time to get together and to sing and to think about what you could accomplish for this upcoming month. So Chodesh Iyar is this month, so what could a person accomplish in Chodesh Iyar? So the two very, very, very important yard sites in Chodesh Iyar. One we all know is Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And there's another one not as well known, Rabbi Meir Baal Nes. The great Tana, his yahrzeit is Pesach Sheni, Yedalad. So the question is, why these two tzaddikim, why is the yahrzeit of these two tzaddikim in Chodesh Iyar? So if you look at the life of Rabbi Meir, in Pesach Sheni represents, as we all know, it's a second opportunity, a second chance for those who are Tame, those who are Derech Rechoka, and they couldn't perform Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Sheni is a second chance, an opportunity to bring those who are distant, those who are Tameh. It's not only true of the Karban Pesach, but it's true in everything in life, everything in Yiddishkeit, that Pesach Sheni, Yudalat Iyar, is a time to come back, to give us second chances. If you look throughout Chazal, throughout Shas, throughout Medrash, you see Rabbi Meir is always looking to help those who are less fortunate. He's looking to elevate, to illuminate, to bring back those who are derech rechoka, those who are tamei. There's a well-known segula that if a person loses an object, so medrash you say that el kad meir, the god of Rabbi Meir, you should open your eyes up to find the lost object. And that's not only true of a lost object, a physical lost object, but also true when it comes to a spiritual lost object, a lost neshama that's derech rechoka, that's far away. And Rabbi Meir dedicated his life to find those lost neshamas, to illuminate, to be meir, those lost neshamas. So there's a Gemara in Chagiga, you're familiar with the Dal Chinichnishu Lepardes. The four tzaddikim walked into the Pardes, and each of the four had a different outcome. What happened? So we know what happened to Acher. Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, he heard, the Gemara says, he heard the Metatron, one of the Malachim of Mit Shemaim, he was given Rishus to write which neshamas would be zakai, which would be chova. And Nachar felt that there must be another God in the world if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the license to this Malach to write who's Chayiv, who's Zakai. There must be two gods. And he became Acher. And the Gemara Chagiga tells us that Rabbi Bar Shila, once he encountered Eliyahu Navi, and he asked Eliyahu Navi, what exactly is a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing at this very moment? And so he said that Kadosh Baruch Hu is learning, he's learning Torah, and he's quoting all the different tzaddikim, except for Rabbi Meir. He's not quoting the Torah as a Rabbi Meir. So he asked Eliyahu Navi why. He says, because he learned from a Rabbi like Acher. If his Rebbe was Acher, his Pasul, his Torah's Pasul, Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't quote from Rebbe Meir. So Rabbi Bar Shila says back, no, Rebbe Meir was unique. Rebbe Meir, it says that if he came across a rimo in a pomegranate, he was able to zara klipasa, throw the klipa, throw out the shells, throw out the peels, throw out the outside. The achel tocho, he's able to eat the inside. Rebbe Meir was unique that he was able to dissect that which was bad and that which was good. He was able to isolate from his Rebbe Acher the good and separate the bad. That's a unique quality of Rebbe Meir. And from that point on, Eliyahu Navi says, now Kadosh Baruch Hu is quoting Rebbe Meir. So the Arizal points out that if you look at the name Metatron, the one that had tricked Acher, so the outer letters of the Metatron is Mem Yud in the beginning, Resh Vav Nun at the end. That spells Rimon. The outer letters of Metatron is Rimon. You Zara Klipasa, you remove the Klipa, you remove the outside of even this tricky Malach. So Matzah Toch, you find the essence, the inside is Tess and a Tess of Metatron, which is 18, which is Chai. Remeir had this unique ability to find the Chiyas inside every single neshama that was Bederech Chochoka, that was Tameh. He found it within his own Rebbe, within Acher. And that was the Koach of Rebbe Meir. And that's why his yahrzeit on Pesach Sheni, to bring back those who are distant. Rebbe Shimon was the same thing. Rebbe Shimon, as we know, wrote the Zohar, and the Zohar is also a Lashon of to Meir, to shine, like Rebbe Meir's name. And Rashi tells us in Parshas Emor that Emor al-Kohanim means that Lahazir Gedolim al-Ketanim, which means that the Gedolim, the adults, have to train and warn the children to do the right thing. That just like the adult Kohanim can't come into contact with Tumas Ames, so you have to tell the children not to come into contact with Tumas Ames of the Kohanim. But the Svarma Kedoshim tells that Lahazir Gedolim al-Ketanim also means Lahazir's Lashon of Zohar. That the Gedolim have the obligation to make sure that the children shine. Rabbi Shimon made sure the children shine. When you learn the Svarma Kedoshim and you learn the Pnimius of Torah, the Sod, the secrets, so then you're able to understand people in the secret of every single person and find the Tocha, find the Chiyas, find the hidden Neshamas. And that's how Rabbi Shimon dedicated his life. We have a mission, Masechah Shabbos, that tells us that on Shabbos, so oils can't be used if it's going to be therapeutic, if it's going to be medicinal, you can't use certain types of oils. But if it's an oil you would use during the week, so that's allowed. So the Mishnah says that the Ashirim, the Bnei Melachim, the kings, would use the fanciest oils during the week, so on Shabbos they could use the oils as well. But for the middle class, they had a lower type of oil, so they use that type of oil, but they couldn't use the fancier oils because that's what they would not normally use during the week. That would be medicinal, that would be refuah for them. Then the lowest class would use the simplest type of oil, and that was only allowed for them on Shabbos, but they couldn't use a fancier oil on Shabbos because that would be refuah. Comes on Rabbi Shimon says that Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim heim, every single yid, no matter how much money, how far, how distant, how tummy he is, Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, we're all part of the royal family. And that was Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, that was there. That was a tafkid in this world. So it's no coincidence that both their yahrzeits fall out in the week of Hod. Week of Hod, which means beauty, but means to find the inner beauty, the inner Hod of a person, the Hod v'Hadar. We said in Baruch Hinafshi today, Hod v'Hadar. the beauty of a person, the beauty that's inside a person. That's what Rabbi Shimon tried to accomplish, that's what Rabbi Meir tried to accomplish. He said, in this week's parasha, we're going to be saying, reading Dava, Dalet Vav He, Dava means Tumah. We say in the context of a need, the Dava. When you switch the letters around, it's the same letters as Hod. You could take Dava and turn it into Hod. You could turn that into the inner beauty. Tamei Derech Rechoka. So Rabbi Shimon saw the Hod in everybody. Rabbi Meir found the Hod in everybody. So if you take the gematria of Shimon and Hod, plus Meir and Hod, you have the gematria of Tamei and Derech Rechoka. That they are able to find the Hod, the hidden secrets within every person who's Tamei, every person who's Derech Rechoka. And that's perhaps why Chodesh Iyar is called the Chodesh Iyar, Lashon of Or. To bring the light into a person going through the Svira. We can't have instruments tonight. Limited ways of celebrating, limited ways of enjoying things. And it's a dark time because of the Talmid and Rabbi Kiva. But nonetheless, even though it's a dark time, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon teach us that you can still find the hidden light, the Iyar, the Or, the Zohar, to be Meir. Inside each one of us, inside every person around us. So we should be zocha. This is a beautiful night of singing and eating and ruchnis and gashmias. And we should be zocha that we should take this night with us, thanks to Rarye. We should take it with us to the next month, to the next Rosh Chodesh, to carry us through. We should have these moments of inspiration to find the light in everyone. When we all trip up, we all have things we struggle with. But to look ourselves in the mirror, and look at everyone around us, to find that Zohar, to find that Or. And Chodesh Iyar should turn into a day soon, to a month soon, that is no longer available during Svira, but it's going to be a whole 49 days of Simcha and singing and celebration with the Gula Hashem about Mitas, Meher Remenu, Amen.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.